Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, you know we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And to either one of you, whether you just tuned in or have been listening, thank you for the business. You're going to be glad that you hung around because Reva Lozanski is in the building, so to speak. Reva, as you know, folks, is Senior Vice President and Editorial Director of Entrepreneur Magazine. That's one of the great small business magazines on the planet. She's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. And by the way, she's also the author of Start Your Business. Reva, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Reva, one of the big questions I get the most often, one of the most often asked, is I want to start a business. Where are the opportunities out there? And you guys covered that in your magazine recently, didn't you?
We did. In the September issue, which is on sale right now, we have an article about 7 hot areas of business that you can start right now. They're not necessarily specific businesses because there are more than 7 within those areas. We just sort of identified some trends and some demographics and where Americans are spending money and where there's a lot of opportunity. And it's really fun. I mean, one of the things, my favorite, of course, because I think all Americans, we love to eat, and we all have a sweet tooth, is desserts. People are just going nuts for desserts. And
that's
so
the bane of my existence is my sweet tooth. Reva.
Yeah, well, see. And
somebody said, you know, the women in my life over the years have said they were retaining water. I'm retaining pie.
See, I like that. Well, it's actually really funny that they did a survey last year of restaurant owners, existing restaurant owners, and found that 33% in fine dining, so the high-class dining establishments,
uh-huh,
that dessert orders were up within those restaurants. So what a lot of entrepreneurs are doing, they're just going out and starting dessert-only restaurants, you know.
Wow.
Now,
see, that's a good idea, because a lot of times my wife and I will be out somewhere and we'll say, you know what? We just like to have maybe a cup of decaf and some dessert. We've walked into nice restaurants at 10 o'clock at night and said, could we just have dessert? And they'd say, well, I guess so.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's exactly it. Like maybe after a movie or after a show or something, where people just want to sit down and sort of maybe talk about what they saw or just relax. And so there's a lot of places opening up that are sort of like a bakery concept, but sort of higher class than that.
But now you gotta make sure that you've got the demographics and the traffic for that kind of a restaurant.
Absolutely.
That's a little bit of an esoteric restaurant.
Yes, and you need to be in a demographic, meaning where people have some money to spend, where it's not necessarily a lot of hole, where maybe too many families, and by that
right.
I mean people who've hired the babysitter, so after the movie they're going back home.
They're going to get some donuts and go home, that's right.
Exactly. You know, you want an area with a lot of singles, people with money to spend, and your location is really important here because they're not going to go out of the way to get to your restaurant. So you want to be near the movie theaters or near the mall or near some, not necessarily in the mall, but in a place where people can come and find you. I think that that's really cool. And going along with that, and you might think, okay, we sure don't need any more coffee in this country because there's like
a
Starbucks.
You've got to have the coffee, though.
Yes, a Starbucks on every corner. Well, actually, there's still areas for independent coffee shops, which is amazing to me. So, but the research backs that up. So if you got a sweet tooth, you can either do coffee or desserts. The other areas that are just really...
Another thing, hold on to that thought. I'm not through with dessert here, Reva. You can't go that fast. another area in addition to that is if possible, is to serve liqueurs.
Yes.
Some kind of an after dinner drink, or something like that, or you know, be able to make Irish coffee or or you know, something like that.
No, absolutely. Again, it's that ambiance. It's your
it's the experience, isn't it?
It's like being the Starbucks of the evening, if you know what I mean, where people go in and can sit and relax and over whatever it is that you're
But
serving.
You're not drinking out of a styrofoam cup. That's the other
exactly.
That's the other difference.
That's what
yeah.
it is. Ambiance is really important. And one of the things that we did here is we identified a lot of independent opportunities, but
right.
also added some franchise opportunities to that as well. So, it, you
Reba,
know,
hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
By the way, do you know why the really special desserts at those nice restaurants, why they're so expensive?
Why?
Because they're worth it. Stand by, quick break. 20 till. We'll be right back with Reva Lazansky. She's with Entrepreneur Magazine. She and I will be right back. Don't go away. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Reva Lazansky, Senior Vice President and Editorial Director of Entrepreneur Magazine. And you know that very well. That's entrepreneur.com, isn't it, Reva?
Yes, it is. Entrepreneur.com. You can find what's in the magazine plus a whole lot more.
Lots of good stuff there. Reva, I guess we milked the dessert thing as much as
yeah.
we can, haven't we?
Yes.
So, okay, I'm going to let you move on now. That, I'm kind of afterglowing a little bit after all that dessert talk. So let's go ahead and talk about some. We're talking about some industries, folks. As I said earlier, people are always asking, where's the opportunity? What should I go into? I want to go into a business. What direction should I go in? Reva's got some ideas. Go ahead, Reva.
Well, another one is, and again, something I'm all too familiar with, is the aging process of baby boomers.
Yeah.
And we're not talking seniors now, though. That is on the
exactly.
list as well.
I'm not a senior, Reva. I refuse to be called a senior.
Exactly. No matter how old I get,
That's
I will
exactly
never be a senior.
Right. I refuse the discount, by the way, too.
You know, me too. I won't do it.
I don't take it.
It makes people crazy, but there's just
It doesn't fit my idiom, Reva. All right, go ahead.
Anyways, but we're talking about how boomers, they don't want to get older, so they're spending money on things like makeup, on massages, on med spas, you know, medical spas, on sort of treatments that make them feel healthier, feel better, look better. And there's mm-hmm. still an awful lot of one of the newer franchises in this is called Massage Envy. And there's a number of these cropping up, and people, I was talking the other day to somebody here at work, and they were like, "What? A massage franchise?" And I said, total, but it's all about the aches and pains.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
so funny. I belong to a gym, and with my gym membership, I get a facial or a massage every month. And normally I get the facial, but I went for the massage because I had an ache in my neck. And the person was telling me that her other job was at a Massage Envy franchise. And I said, really? And so I said, okay. And then I told her where my pain was. And she started rattling off all these muscles and things connected to this. She
wow.
obviously knew her stuff, and it was all about helping the aches and pains of people who are, you know, 50 plus. So if you have an interest in that area, and here, this is a demographic that is across the board growing. We are still,
right. oh, yeah.
you know, the oldest
and the aches
baby
and pain,
boomer.
The aches and pains are growing, too.
Exactly. But
Reva.
The oldest baby boomer is only 61. So people keep thinking about that upper end of it going, you know, all those massive numbers of people.
Right.
But there's a lower end of it, too. And the youngest baby boomer is only, this year, I think they turned 42.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of years left where it's still that pre-50 crowd coming in as there are at the, you know, the 60 number. So if you have that inclination, there's a lot of opportunities there. And then my favorite one is, or one of my favorite ones, is the amount of money that Americans spend on their pets.
Oh, yeah. That's out of control, isn't it?
It's in the billions.
My mother has a dog that I promise you she loves more than she ever loved me.
I doubt that.
And she doesn't. She won't. She doesn't. You know, when I mention it to her, she actually kind of evades the question.
She doesn't deny it, huh? Well, this year it's expected that Americans are going to spend over $40 billion on pet products. That's not actually buying the pet. So there's a lot of ways to go into this. Again, there's a lot of franchises doing it, but there's pet clothing, there's pet food, there's, you know, pet snack food.
Everything you can think of. I mean, things 20 years ago you would never have occurred to you that someone would spend money on an animal.
Yes, there's actually a franchise where you can, like, it's pet treats. There was also the granddaddy of this business is Three Dog Bakery. I believe they started in Kansas City or something years and years ago. But it's like a bakery for dogs. I mean, you would bring your dog up as if you'd go to a bakery, and there were all these treats there. So there's a lot of money to be made there. There's some more serious other sort of business services. Tech services are really hot, as well as marketing and communication.
What kind of technology services are you talking about?
Well, it's about some of it's about repair. There's again some franchises in this where sort of the franchise equivalent to the Geek Squad, where people would call you in and help, you know, fix their computer, because a lot of the companies aren't supplying support anymore. So,
and the instructions aren't that darn good either.
No, it's really difficult.
And worse than that, so much of what we're doing today in technology involves two or three different components to make everything work to get the result that you want. And I'll tell you, you know, Reva, I've been on computers since 1975. This isn't my first rodeo with technology. I've been doing this a long time. But the other day, I actually admitted to my wife, we're going to have to call somebody in here to help us with this stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
We got some wireless stuff going on at home, and I don't know how to fix. And I said, I'm going to have to call somebody in. And I would like to have a person to call.
That's exactly it. And it's not just serving the consumer market, like you as a consumer, but it's serving other small businesses, because most small businesses do not have IT personnel.
Right.
There's a huge, vast, growing market out there that you can take advantage of in terms of helping people. And I don't think this is going away. We tried to pick.
No, it's actually going to be growing, and that's an area that really is an area for you, especially for young people, to get into. But those of you who are thinking about it, you got to run it like a business. You can't run it like a computer business. You got to run it like a retail business or a service business. You can't get focused on the computers. You got to focus on the people, on the customers.
You got to put your inner geek aside.
That's exactly right. Take a pill or something and put that aside. Take a Valium or something. Get that off the plate. All right, stand by. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Reva Lozansky is our guest and our friend. Back 7 till. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. Thank you very much for being part of our day. You're going to be glad you did, because Reva Lozansky is still with us, and she's got some good stuff to talk to us about. And by the way, we want to say hello to our good friends at WBNW AM in the beautiful Boston area. Thank you for being one of our newest affiliates. We're so happy to have all of our folks in the Boston area back with us, and it's good to have you guys with us. Reva, we're talking, folks, with Reva about some of the areas that are kind of hot right now. Some things for you to think about, those of you who are looking for into something to go into. And you know, the good thing about what we've been talking about, Reva, is that you've been giving us some things to talk about, But there could be 1,000 little niches inside of each one of these.
Absolutely. I mean, that was our whole idea here. We wanted to come up with 7 hot areas, but there are so many ways to attack this. You could do retail location. You can do online business. You could do, you know, these come from the September issue of Entrepreneur, which is on sale now. Also just coming on sale now at newsstands is our Entrepreneur's eBay Startup Guide. You could take these and put them and make them an eBay kind of business, or make them a retail as well as an eBay business. There's so many. That's the beauty of entrepreneurship today. There's not just one way in. So it used to be in the old days, you know, when I started here,
right.
You know, you either started a service business or you opened a store, and stores were expensive. Well, now you don't have to open a store. You can do a kiosk. I was on the Today Show a couple of years ago, and the featured business was a mother and daughter who had a dog treat kiosk. So they didn't open a store. They were at a kiosk. I mean,
right.
Kiosks are huge right now. There's many more of what they call these entertaining complexes being built, where there's stores and then a lot of kiosks out front. And you can make really good money, particularly at holiday time, at a kiosk, and it's less overhead than an actual brick-and-mortar store.
You know, Reva, one of the things that I really think we all, and I talk about this all the time, but I like to remind my audience about this, and that is the concept of time. More and more of us are valuing our time more than our money.
Yes.
And whatever you can do, you can create a business that's strictly about saving time. That's the only product that you sell is I'm saving you time. Or you could sell them some hard good of some kind that you wrap around it. It's what they use. Maybe it's an absolute commodity, but you wrap around it, acquiring it, using it, or whatever, in a way that it saves them time. I think that's a huge part of the future of entrepreneurship.
You know what? You're absolutely right, because nobody just, you know, look, I always say to people, look at your own life and look at what you value and understand that there are hundreds of millions of people who have those same needs, have those same values. And so think about what kind of service or product you would want, and then can you translate this? Do you live in the right area to do that, which is, you know, with more like a service business, or, you know, with retail? Again, that's the beauty of starting an online business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need to live in the area with that target demographic anymore. You just need to educate yourself on website and keywords and
right.
how to get attention to your online store, and you start from there, and you can blow it out as big as you want it to be.
Well, absolutely. And folks, if you have a traditional retail or even wholesale business, you know, the online opportunity, it's not either or, it's both and.
Exactly. Exactly. That's so true. People don't realize that it's like, oh, I want to do this. Adding an online component to an existing business is just the smartest thing you can do. Because my dad owned a retail clothing store for years when I was a kid growing up. And at the end of the season, there'd be excess merchandise that
mm-hmm.
that he had to, like, you know, you give to one of those people who would buy it and
right.
sell it for some, but you sold it for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Well,
right.
now you can go online or on eBay or a Yahoo store or an Amazon store, and you can actually liquidate your own goods way more money for it.
It's like the great yard sale in the sky, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Reva, give us that website one more time.
Our website is entrepreneur.com.
It's the September edition now available today. Folks, don't forget to subscribe, too. They'll take your subscription. Reva, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back
Thank
another
you,
day
Jim.
Real soon.
I will love to do it.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.